This is Akashwani, the news read by Netya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat. In a surprise visit, Mr. Modi visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday on the third anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to the first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy such as coal, steel, fertilizer, ports, food and public distribution have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. The centre has revoked the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, setting the stage for the formation of a new government in the Union Territory. This comes days after the announcement of the assembly polls results in J&K and which National Conference NC Congress Alliance has got a majority and has staked claim to form the government. A notification with regard to revocation of the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued by the central government. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in, in which and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of the project is to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. The week-long International Dashera Festival in Kullu, Himachal Pradesh has started with traditional customs. Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla inaugurated the event. On this occasion, a grand chariot procession of Lord Raghunath was carried out at the historic Dhalpur ground, in which thousands of people participated dressed in traditional attire. In line with the central government's policy of zero tolerance against drugs and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the special cell of Delhi Police and Gujarat Police yesterday seized 518 kilogram of cocaine from Gujarat. Sources said that during the joint operation, the cocaine was recovered from Afkar Drugs Limited Company in Ankleshwar, Gujarat. The estimated value of the drug in the international market is 5,000 crore rupees. Earlier on the 1st of this month, Delhi Police Special Cell had raided a warehouse in Mahipalpur and seized a consignment of 562 kilogram of cocaine and 40 kilogram hydroponic marijuana. In the Women's T20 World Cup, Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 wickets in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah. Chasing a target of 152 runs, India made 142 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scored unbeaten 54 runs, while Deepthi Sharma made 29 runs. For Australia, Annabel Sutherland and Sophie Molyneux took 2 wickets each, while Megan Schutt and Ashley Gardner claimed a wicket each. And that's the end of this news bulletin.